皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here, beginner lesson season 2, lesson 36, the desert.ナオミ先生、
はい。
日本語でデザート、なんと言いますか？
砂漠。
デザート。One more time, nice and slow.
砂漠。
So, ナオミ先生、this is a tough one. Are there any deserts in Japan? 日本には砂漠がありますか？
はい、あります。
There is?
But that one is not called as 砂漠。It's called 砂丘。More like dune.
Ah, if that's what you're talking about, I know where that is.
Tottori Sakyu.
Yes.
Have you ever been there?
Never been there. But we had a listener who's been there and sent us pictures.
Ah, hontou ni kirei desu yo ne? Very beautiful.
Yes, it's very, very beautiful. Now we'll switch topics. Sorry, Naomi-sensei, I kind of blew over that, but yeah, it's not even cold.Desert, sabaku. It's called something else. So this word must originate from China, because there they have a quite large desert.
Ah, so ですね。日本は desert はないですね。Dune だけですね。
Very interesting. So today, but today we're going to be talking about desert or deserts. And the conversation is between who?
Azusa. I think she's a student and sensei.
The teacher.
Hi.
So we'll be using what kind of Japanese?
Azusa is using polite. And sensei, the teacher, is using casual or informal.
All right, so let's see what's going on in this conversation. Here we go.
Sensei, 砂漠ってどんなところですか？
砂漠か？どうしてだ？
面白そうだから砂漠に行ってみたいんです。
大変なところだぞ。暑いし乾燥するし、雨は降らないし、夜は寒いし。
喉がカラカラになっても水が飲めないんですか？
難しいかもしれないな。
そんな、先生、私やっぱり行きたくないです。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
先生、砂漠ってどんなところですか？
砂漠か。どうしてだ？
面白そうだから砂漠に行ってみたいんです。
大変なところだぞ。暑いし、乾燥するし。雨は降らないし、夜は寒いし。
喉がカラカラになっても、水が飲めないんですか？
難しいかもしれないな。
そんな、先生、私、やっぱり行きたくないです。
次は、英語が入ります。
先生、砂漠ってどんなところですか？
Teacher, what kind of place is the desert?
砂漠か？どうしてだ？
The desert? Why do you ask?
面白そうだから砂漠に行ってみたいんです。
Because it seems interesting. I want to go to the desert to see what it's like.
大変なところだぞ。暑いし、乾燥するし、雨は降らないし、夜は寒いし。
The desert is a harsh place. It's hot and dry. It doesn't rain. And the nights are cold.
喉がカラカラになっても水が飲めないんですか？
If you're dying of thirst, can you find water to drink?
難しいかもしれないな。
That might be difficult.
そんな。先生、私やっぱり行きたくないです。
It's like that. Teacher, I don't want to go after all.
Naomi-sensei, この会話どう思いましたか？
私は砂漠には行きたくないです。
So you don't want to go to a desert?
No, 絶対に嫌ですね。
Naomi 先生、
はい。
How would we say, let me remind you in Japanese?
思い出してもらいます。
思い出してもらいます。That's like, please remember for me.
そうですね。
Interesting.
Or, ちょっといいですか? Yeah, I want to say something.
ちょっといいですか? That works for everything, doesn't it?
はい。
ちょっといいですか?
Let me remind you. You can translate into Japanese, but we don't usually say that.
Yeah, in English, I guess it's so forceful. Let me remind you.
ああ、一言いいですか?
Yeah, 一言いいですか?
Yeah.
Or I like, 思い出してもらえますか?
ああ、思い出してもらえますか? いいですね。
Can you remember for me? That's so nice.
そうですね、そうですね。
ナオミ先生、
はい。
思い出してもらえますか？
何をでしょう？
ロスベイゲスも砂漠にあります。ロスベイゲス is also in the desert.
忘れてました。ああ、そうですね。モダンな砂漠だったら、I'd love to go.
To a modern desert.
そうですね。But I don't want to go to the authentic desert.
The traditional.
Traditional. 伝統的な砂漠には行きたくないですね。
伝統的な砂漠ですね。
そうですね。本当の砂漠ですね。絶対に嫌です。
Okay, yes, so we have the modern desert and the traditional desert. But yes, like...I don't know. There's some really interesting things going on in the desert. So, anybody out there who lives in a desert, meru onegai shimasu. Let's convince Naomi sensei about what's the allure. What's the sabaku no ii tokoro? What's so good about the desert? I kind of like the desert.
そうですか。じゃあ、お願いします。説得してください。Please convince me.
All right. Let's take a look at the vocab. What do we have first?
砂漠
Desert.
砂漠、砂漠。
Followed by?
乾燥する。
Dry, to dry.
乾燥する。乾燥する。
All right, and now on to the conversation. Naomi sensei, first line お願いします。
先生、砂漠ってどんなところですか?
What do we have first here?
先生。
So, calling for the teacher's attention.This is followed by?
砂漠って
The desert, pause, is how we would interpret this. Now, this te here is acting almost like what?
わ
The topic marking particle. But Naomi-sensei, what do you think a difference between te and wa? What do you think a real prominent or big difference between the two is?
砂漠はどんなところですか? It's a simple question. And 砂漠ってどんなところですか?Sounds like the word 砂漠 is new to Adsa.
Yeah, showing kind of like her interest in it, and she's contemplating maybe what to put next. So it kind of emphasizes the topic.
そうですね。
And in this case, kind of gives her a bit more time to really think about what she's going to say, as opposed to when we introduced wa, it was a very familiar term to her, so it was just a very straightforward question.So kind of like she's very curious about this. It's showing her curiosity.
そうでしょうね。
This is followed by?
どんなところですか?
So literally, teacher, desert? What kind of place is? Question? What kind of place is the desert? Now again, if we start right after the te, we have what kind of place is? Then jump back, the desert. Teacher, what kind of place is the desert? Followed by?
砂漠か。
The desert. Now, again, this is in casual situations. If you're in a business meeting or you're in the classroom and the teacher says, 昨日何やりましたか? You don't really want to follow up with, 昨日か。It kind of shows that you have a higher social status than the teacher. So, informal Japanese here, the teacher's in a higher position than the student. So, teacher can say this.
どうしてだ?
Why? What's the polite form here?
どうしてですか?
And it gets shortened to 있다. Now, if this was just written and you couldn't see the name of the teacher, would you assume that this teacher is a male or female speaker?
That's a male.
Yeah. どうしてだ?
どうしてだ? そうですね。Yeah. That sounds so masculine.
Yeah. What would a female teacher say?
どうして?
Just the intonation.
はい。
One more time.
どうして?
Rising up there at the end. Then we have in the next line.
面白そうだから。
As it looks interesting,
砂漠に行ってみたいんです。
I'd like to try and go to the desert. Or, as in the translation, because it seems interesting, I want to go to the desert to see what it's like. 2 points here. One is seems, gives the appearance. And for this, to accomplish this, we use so, so u. This case, we have 面白そう. This is an e adjective. So the way we combine so,With this e adjective is, we drop the
i
and add
so.
So, 面白い becomes
面白そう。
面白い is interesting. 面白そう looks interesting.
はい。
Seems interesting.
はい。暑い which is hot. Looks hot, seems hot is
暑そう。
そうそうそう。
So, the desert. 暑そう looks hot.
そうですね。寒い is cold. AndLooks cold, sounds cold, is...
Oh, this is a trick question. Because outside, it can look 寒そう. But food that's got cold can...
冷たそう.
Looks cold.
はい.
So, trick question, Naomi-sensei. ずるいです. Very tricky of you.
よくできました.
then, this...てみたい is you want to try to do something that you maybe haven't done before. So she's curious about the desert. She's never been there. So I want to try and go to the desert. Next line we have.
大変なところだぞ。
It's a really rough place.
暑いし。
It's hot.
乾燥するし。
Dry.
雨は降らないし。
Doesn't rain.
夜は寒いし。
And at night it's cold, among other things. Now here, there's a list.And after the adjectives and after the things he was talking about, he attached she, meaning that's not all. There's more to it. It's hot and there's snakes. It's dry and there's scorpions. It doesn't rain and there's no water. Kind of like more to everything he's saying. He hasn't been to Vegas. 彼はあの、Vegas 行ったことないですね。確かに。This teacher hasn't been to Vegas.
そうですね。
エアコンもあるし、
スロットもあるし、
水飲み放題ですし、
いいバフェはあるし、
ベガス、ビーバラスベガス。Then we have?
喉がカラカラになっても水が飲めないんですか?
If you're dying of thirst, can you find water to drink? So the first part is?
喉がカラカラ。
アナマナピア、カラカラ。
カラカラ。
The set phrase for thirsty is
喉が渇いた
Thirsty, but here we have a more, how can we say, colorful way of expressing one's
colorful
thirst.
Colorful way, そう、まさにそうですね。Exactly.
So if you say 喉がカラカラ it's very clear that you're thirsty, but mm-hmm. it's actually short for 喉がカラカラになってる。
はい。
So it's in the state of being カラカラ。Which means dry.
Hi.
But if you give just the first part, that'd be okay too.
Hi.
So you could just say, 喉がカラカラ.
Hi.
And the rest is inferred.
そうですね。お腹がペコペコ is a good phrase too.
I'm really hungry.
Hi. Starving. I'm starving Marvin, みたいな感じです。
And this too is short for になってる.
Hi. そうです。お腹がペコペコになってる.
Yeah. But sometimes you could use, お腹はペコペコです.
Ah, そうですね。
Does the same work for カラカラ?
はい。
喉がカラカラです。
はい。喉がカラカラです。お腹がペコペコです。
So, both work here.
はい。
So, here it's になっても and if you recall, ても is even if. So, even if literally throat in a state of being カラカラ, which is dry. So, even if you're dying of thirst.
水が飲めないんです。
You can't drink water? Pay attention to the intonation there. You can't drink water? Is the question. Here the んですか is increasing the politeness level. It's not acting as a verb or anything in the sentence. It's just increasing the politeness level. The real thing in there is the verb in this sentence is 飲めない, which is the negative of the potential of to drink.
そうですね。
飲む, to drink, becomes
飲める,
to drink, and then we have the negative form
飲めない,
can't drink, water can't drink. Literally, throat becomes in a state of being dry, even if water can't drink? Question. So even if you're dying of thirst, you can't drink, and that you, the subject, is inferred.
そうですね。
Then we have?
難しいかもしれないな。
It may be difficult. This not here, just adding emphasis, as the teacher is kind of speculating while he's answering. 難しいな。かもしれないな。Like, I think so, but I'm not 100% sure. Then we have?
そんな。
That's, and you kind of infer that she's thinking very bad thoughts, horrible things about the desert.
先生、私やっぱり来たくないです。
I don't want to go after all. So, interesting story here. But more than the story, lots of interesting things inside this conversation.
そうですね。喉がカラカラはいいフレーズですね。
お腹がペコペコ。
はい。
喉がカラカラ。
はい。
And the following it with this is easier.
そうですね。それから面白そうもいいフレーズですね。
Yeah, it looks interesting. So if a Japanese person asks you to do something, you can say, ah, 面白そうです。I'll go or I'll do it. Yeah, it looks fun.
うん、そうですね。
Well, yeah, depending on what they're asking you about.
The way you said 面白そうです doesn't sound, you're very interested. So that's why I laughed.
Well, I also kind of thought like, I'm going to the hospital to see my grandmother. She just had an operation. Oh, 面白そうですね. It looks really interesting. So yeah, depending on what is going to take place.
そうですね.
The phrase could be useful or not. Anyway, enough about that. That is going to do it for today. Stop by, pick up the PDF inside. We have lots of grammar points and lots of sample sentences. Today we covered a lot in this. Also, Learning Center, thanks to bring it all together. That's going to do it for today.
お疲れ様です。